But it was fascinating that when, and Jane keeps harping on this, Jane's just sitting outside because it gets too cold for her in here when we put the aircon on. But so she's just out there, so she's got that, right? So I haven't cast her out. She's not in the doghouse or anything like that, just in case, right? but but one of the things that Jane keeps harping on about is nobody has said, praise God for all the rain on the East Coast. Nobody said it, right? Did you say it? Well, yeah, no, Cameron, we know what Cameron said. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, right, so it's really amazing. But I thought when I heard Jackie's word, I actually thought, you know, there's something very powerful about Jackie's word. And Jackie's word was that if we are to be predisposed to fire. Now, she's not talking about starting bushfires, you know, out there or anything like that. But we know that the fire that Jackie's referring to is the fire of God in our lives. But she said if we are to be predisposed to that, we have to do something. And then Derek started our gathering today, for those who were here at the time. What Derek actually said to us was that he was so looking forward on the Australia Day weekend to celebrating the Australia Day weekend by doing a marathon of, what was it? Lord of the Ring movies, right? So they're going to watch the whole Lord of the Ring movies from all night long right up until sunrise to watch those movies. But his whole blessing for that whole experience, blessing his children and they're having a family time, was actually taken away. His disposition to doing that was taken away. Can anybody remember by what? By the kids perhaps not playing fair or whatever it was, or, you know, maybe not doing the things that the parents had asked them for. And the disposition that Derek had in his heart to do that incredible event was taken away. The disposition. Now, last week, and I had this great phone call from Derek this morning because Derek rang me and he said, I just want to find out about a prophetic word that you gave last week. How come you changed it? And I went, what? Did I do that? What did I do? I don't know. And we had to talk this through. And he said that the word was the word that comes from Genesis 18, where the angel appears to Abraham and he says to Abraham that this sometime around this time next year, I will return and your wife will have a child, will have a son. Right? Now, if you read the rest of the text, the rest of the text is really funny. I won't read it here, but the rest of the text is very funny because Sarah laughs out loud and her exclamation around what is that angel talking about is just hilarious, but I won't spoil it. You'll have to go and read it. Right, but anyway, the whole point of that from last week was that what is it that we really believe that would take a miracle for God to do so that this time next year, when we look back, God will have proven that he is the God of the impossible, right? Now, I think that was really important, but Derek was saying he and Karen, when I shared that with them before bringing it forward, they actually had this thought that it was for our area. And I hadn't had that in my head. I just had it as individuals, but in their minds, they heard and they felt a beating in their heart around the fact it was for our area, this northern area of the community. And so when I came up and shared that I thought it was for each one of us, like individually, they actually felt like, whoa, that missed the point. That wasn't what the word was. So we've been chatting that through today. I don't know what the miracle is that God wants for our area, but I can tell you that when I caught up with Steve Proud on Monday, we had lunch together, and Steve said to me that when he was playing music last Sunday, and there were over 100 people in the room, the spiritual temperature was at boiling point. And he said, I believe God wants over 100 people in the north. Now, he didn't say that that was anything to do with that prophetic word from Sunday, but it hasn't left me, right? Why not? But 100 people is what he was saying. And maybe, you know, we heard a couple of the words were at the start of today's gathering, we're a little bit flat today because we're nowhere near the 100 that we had last week. Perhaps that has something to do with it. Are we predisposed to the fire that God wants to bring to this area? Are we predisposed to it? Now, when I think through some of those prophetic words, that word there, and then the third word. So we had Jackie's word today, the word last week, 12 months miracle. Then there was 2 weeks earlier, and I can't remember if it was actually on the Australia Day weekend or not. Maybe you can help me remember. But we prayed twice with our families in the room. We had to drag the kids from outside. Do you remember that? And the kids were going, not again. Do we have to come back in? Really? Yes, kids, you have to come back in. We're going to pray. Right? So the kids came in, right, and we prayed with them. Can anybody remember why we did it? Mark and Jackie, yes, they had the word, but it was about, there was a reason for it. And that's why we had to draw the kids in. Yes, but it was something around the kids. It wasn't addictions. That's not the right word, but I know what you mean. Getting our families back in order. But one of the times we prayed against attachments, that our kids have attachments to things that stop them from growing in holiness, right? So those things are actually not predisposing them to the fire. They're actually distracting them from the fire. And maybe each one of us in this room, maybe, and I'm sure I did, like I remember it distinctly at the time, thinking, what are the attachments in my life that are actually preventing me from growing in holiness? We've followed that weekend with Michael Carter coming up and speaking to us about the 54-day novena, the miracle novena, right? And we spent a gathering when Michael was sharing that with us. And he was telling me this morning when we were having a bit of a chat, he said that he believes that there's probably around 300 people now who are going to be doing this novena. And I was at Glendalough Parish this morning Monica and Matthew's baby Tyler's baptism, and Father Doug announced the novena. He announced it that it begins on Tuesday. Now, we've been predisposed to this novena because we've had a few weeks preparation, right? And we have it all printed out there, so there's a whole pile of sheets over there for people to take home because it starts Tuesday, and we're meant to try and pray that in our households, right? Draw our kids in, pray it, so that we are drawing ourselves into the intention. What's the intention for the 54-day novena? Can you remember? To turn the hearts of Australians back to God. To turn the hearts of Australians back to God. Right? That's the overall intention, and then we can pray for our own intentions in there as well. Right? So what is God doing? Wednesday, I get this call from Steve Proud again. Steve likes calling. Calls me and he says, Mario, do you mind if we start promoting among the guys in the north that we should, I'm looking for guys who will support me doing the Exodus 90 campaign. Does anybody know about the Exodus 90 campaign? You're not a guy. I know, I'm coming to the girl one in a minute. Andrew, do you want to tell us about it? Cold chats, keep going. So here's Steve Proud wants guys who would be prepared to journey with him in brotherhood to do the Exodus 90. That's 90 days. You can include the 54-day novena as part of the Exodus 90 because you have to pray every day. But there is a version, and I know that some of the girls, I heard during the week that there are some girls doing what's called Fiat 90. Teresa, what's it about? Yeah, we're going to do the Fiat one, boys. As in deeper than the boys or deeper in your personal life? I'm hoping it's deeper in your personal life, actually, but because the boys will go deep, don't you worry. All right. So anyway, so here's Steve who rings me on Wednesday. I'm going, what is going on, Lord? And then I heard this. I heard from Justice today that Justice travels from Clarkson, which is way over there. And on Friday, he joined another group of 20 young adults who every Friday morning, gather for 6:45 mass at City Beach Parish. There's about 20 adults, young adults, who gather for that mass and then have breakfast together and then dedicate the rest of the day to the Lord, right? But that's on the back of Keith Lewis saying to me this morning as I'm celebrating this baptism, not celebrating the baptism, I was there celebrating the baptism, not doing the baptism, but anyway. So Keith comes to me and Keith says, Mario. I go, Keith. He goes, guess what I've done? And I went, no idea, Keith. What have you done? And he says, I got Father Elva to start morning mass at Greenwood at 6 a.m. And I went, really? He says, yes, starting on Ash Wednesday, there will be morning mass at Greenwood at 6 a.m. every day. At the moment, for Lent, what's that? Monday to Friday, during Lent, and if people turn up, it'll keep going, right? And he looks at me, so Keith's looking at me as if to say, you're doing it, aren't you? And of course I went, yes, Keith, I'm doing it. I'm going, what the heck is going on around here? I could do my run, walk, my Exodus 90, whatever it is. by novena. And I'm wondering, I'm not wondering, I'm positive, because anybody who's spent a little bit of time me thinking, sharing, might be in my sharing group. We've been talking about the fact that I have a really strong belief God is turning on the spiritual temperature and he wants us to be red hot. And when, that's right, and when I heard Jackie's word, I had to go up and actually say to Jackie, can you repeat that for me, please? Because it is so resonating in everything that I believe God has been doing so far. The other thing is that the Lewises and have been chatting about the prayer watch. Now, I know that a lot of us had heard about the prayer watch probably 18 months ago, maybe earlier. Right. So just a reminder, the prayer watch is where every person is encouraged to 1 hour a week, any time in the week, 1 hour a week, that they would commit to pray for the disciples of Jesus' covenant community. There's a whole range of prayers in there to pray. Right? And you pass on the bat of the prayer watch. So you find out who the person is after you or the person before you, and you text each other that I am now passing over the baton of the prayer watch to you. And the idea was to try and get that spread all around Australia and internationally if we could. Right? But the Lewises at the start of the year said to me, we have to fire that up. Got to get it back up and running. Right? Now, is all of that a coincidence or is it a God incident? I think God is predisposing us to fire. Now, you don't have to do any of this stuff. You don't have to do any of it. But if God is asking you to do it, what are you going to say? The trick, I think, for us is that it'll take one person to say, I'm doing it. And when they talk to somebody else to say, I'm doing it, Keith Lewis says to me, I'm doing 6 a.m. Mass every day, Mario. You doing it? Yes, Keith, I'm doing it. Right? Andrew says he's doing the Exodus 90 because it's got cold showers in it. And guess what? Sean's going to go, I'm going to do it with you. Right? So Sean would have... He has cold showers every day anyway, it doesn't matter. Right. So, right, it just takes one of us to say we're going to do this. Yesterday when we had our 24/7 Leaders Day, so it was an orientation day for young people. Now, the leaders are generally year 10 to year 12. There are over 18s who are volunteer leaders and they are invited to come along too. As Derek mentioned earlier, around about 100 people or so were there, right, which is an extraordinary number. They all got together in their leadership teams and they had to make a commitment. They had to make a commitment to each other in their team, their leadership team. How were they going to live out the vision of 24/7 Youth Ministry, which is based on Jeremiah 24/7, where God turns to his people and says, I want you to have a heart for me. I want you to know that I am your God and that you are my people and you will return to me with all of your heart. And those young people had to make a commitment in their teams about what they were going to do to give all of their heart to God. They did it in teams because there's one thing we know about humanity. When we do it together, we are more likely to succeed. So as we head into Holy Week, now Holy Week doesn't start for another week and a bit. Oh, sorry, Lent. Thank you, Marty. Lent starts in a week and a bit. Holy Week's in 7.5 weeks. That's right. That's right. So when we're coming into Lent, don't you reckon God's doing something in our hearts so that this Lent would be remarkably different? I don't know what God's going to do. I actually don't know. I don't know, you know, in February the 9th, 2021, we look back over the year. I don't know what God's going to do. Right? Maybe it is Steve Proud's 100 adults. Well, if it is, we actually need to get a move on, folks, by the way, because we had less than half a dozen people who were there on Thursday night who would be doing the Life in the Spirit who aren't community members. Right? So we're going to have to really get a move on if it is going to be the 100 that... Steve might be thinking, if that is. I don't know what it is. But what I do know is that God is predisposing our hearts. He's getting us ready for fire so that the fire of his love would shine so bright that people will say, gosh, did you see what is happening with them? Have you seen that? This week I asked particularly for your prayer because I'm shooting off to Hobart at the expense of the diocese in Hobart. I have no idea why I'm going, really, but I'm going there because they would like us to have a conversation about 24/7 youth ministry in Hobart. I don't know. I have no idea how that's going to work, but I'm happy to have the conversation because if a door opens and something is paved for us to walk forward, then who am I to stop what God might want? Right? But we need prayer for that, because I can't see logically how things are going to work. This Wednesday night, we have the graduation of students from Acts 2, College of Mission and Evangelization. That is a pivotal, it's actually a miracle in our midst. I cannot get over how fragile the Bible College is. I can't get over how fragile it is. Probably, right? But because of it, I know that God is doing something in our city that was very hard to replicate. It's incredibly difficult to replicate. I would say it's going to take a miracle to replicate. So this Wednesday night, we celebrate that. We celebrate the graduation. It reminds me of the fact that if we are expecting God to perform miracles ahead, we better make sure that when we look back, we're having a heart full of gratitude for what God has done already in our lives, so that our hearts can be predisposed to what it is that God's going to do in the future. What changed Derek's heart when it came to watching Lord of the Rings? That made him go, okay, we can do it now. Anybody know? The kids came back and said, sorry, Dad. You see, unless we look back and think, what have we done? What has God done? What has God want? Has he shown his hand in my life? We're not really ready for what's ahead. So whatever's gone on in your life to this point, give thanks. In 1 Thessalonians, it says, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks to all that's occurred, the good, the bad, the ugly, because it's made us who we are. And then, having given thanks, we're ready to go forward. And I wonder whether God is asking us to do the things like the prayer watch, Exodus 90, Fiat 90, the 54-day novena, not Holy Week, Lent, nearly came out as Holy Week, Lent. Why is God getting us ready for all of these incredible opportunities to grow in holiness? What does he have in store for us? We won't know if we don't participate. We won't see the fullness of it unless we're all in. We give all of our hearts to God. So let's encourage one another as we head off from here this afternoon. Tuesday night is the start of that novena, or Tuesday is the start of the novena. It's for our country. It's so that our country's heart can be turned to God. So let's, you know, if you can, take it on. Husbands and wives, really encourage one another. Get the kids around you. You know, do whatever it is. Brotherhoods and sisterhoods, maybe really encourage one another. You know, it's sharing group to really make this something that we can contribute to. If you are going to do it, could you please text Michael Carter? Can you text him? Because he wants to keep a record of who is joining him in the campaign. So if you could do that, that would be really helpful. If you're going to do Exodus 90, could you please text Steve Proud? Because Steve Proud wants to know who his buddies are going to be to support him in doing Exodus 90. If you're doing Fiat 90, I think you'd have to probably talk to Teresa for Fiat 90, the female version. Whatever you're giving up, give it to Marty, right? over Lent. Yeah, he's giving showers. Okay, but the whole point is let's do this in brotherhood and sisterhood. Let's really encourage one another and let's see what God's going to do. Amen. Okay, God bless you, everybody.